to Mr. Ruler Teeth come out of retirement. He's been in retirement for over 2 years now. Now it's time to take over his throne once again for the True Players Cartel.
Yeah, money. Cash money. This is the Drop 3. Ladies and gentlemen, you know me.
You know I ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. They tell me don't get high, not to try to make a living. I tell them I'm a hustler and I rob, I make a killing. My eyes get so wide as it rises in the ceiling. I like my bitch baggy that you're stealing, I'm a killer. I bulletproof the ride, now I feel like I'm a dealer. And fuck your hospital, young money, we the healers. And I ain't gotta lie when I tell you I'm the illest. My flow is nasty, like CY Phillips. Self-made G and them bitches know the business. Relying on rappers in the kitchen, I'm a chemist. And when I was five, my favorite movie was The Gremlins. Ain't got shit to do with this, but I just thought that I should mention. You looking for divine and a little intervention. Birds don't fly without my permission. I'm probably in the sky, flying with the fishes. Or maybe in the ocean, swimming with the pigeons. See, my world is different, like Dwayne Wayne. And if you want trouble, bitch, I want the same thing. And you know that I'm a guy with my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. Don't worry about mine, I'ma grind it like Edie. And tell all of my niggas that the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. I'm the type to let money talk for me. My flow is art unique. My flow can part a sea. The only thing on the mind of a shark is eat. By any means, are you just sardines? I got the body kale tucked in my PRP. What do you expect? I'm from New Orleans. In majority of my city is about us. They trying to make a brand new map without us. But the tourists come down and spend $2 million. And no matter how you turn, it'll still be ours. And I'm gonna ride with my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. Don't worry about mine, I'ma grind till I get it. It's not all of my niggas that the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. The limit. And I'ma tell all of my niggas that the sky's the limit. Because the sky's the limit. Yeah, the sky's the limit. And if you look up high, you see that I'm gonna be in it. Cause the sky's the limit. And you don't wanna fuck with a soldier. Use your head off, I take it off your shoulder. Run up in your house and shoot everyone that's sitting on the living room. And you don't wanna fuck with a soldier. Use your head, I'll take it off your shoulder. Bail it to your mind for the dust and the roses.
Man, that's fucked up.
And I'm a G, and you ain't gotta know the alphabet to see. I know my whole city is depending on me, and I'ma get a lot of shit, but I cannot forget the streets. So you know that I'ma ride with my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. Don't worry about mine, I'ma grind till I get it. And tell all of my niggas that the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. Make a killing, cause the sky's the limit.
the sky is the limit. Can you see me up there? The sky is the limit.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Turntable Thursdays. I'm your host, the Ruler T. That's my new intro for Turntable Thursdays. That was a mix I did about 5 years ago with Lil Wayne off of Dedication 3, Sky is the Limit. I put my little spin to it. So I just want to say thank you for making this night a live night. I just want to give a shout-out to the Hype Magazine. I want to give a shout-out to all the listeners, to the team Live by Terrence, the team Hype Magazine. Definitely. It's been a very great week. We started the week off with Manic Mondays. We had Slim Dynamite on. We had Luck Loose on. We also had Flesh and Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. And that show was smashing. Tweeter B put it down on Monday. And we made some connections on that. Tuesday night, we had Smoke and Stacey doing the Texas Blues Showcase. We have that every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. We had Lee Nelson on. We had Autumn Carter on. We were just talking about the Hollywood trip that the Live by Terrence show made last week to capture the album release party, and everything was smashing and went well. Last night, Carly Red graced her presence on the show. She dialed in from the Bahamas. She's down there shooting some videos with World Star Hip Hop. She's definitely doing big things. We had a big show. We had people calling in, talking to her. She gave some good advice, and she even gave out her personal email address because she wants to collab with some of the guests that was on last night. But tonight, it's Turntable Thursdays. It's all about the DJs. It's all about the models. It's all about the promoters. It's all about everybody that's out there grinding. You can call in, promote your stuff. You have a chance to do it now, 646-378-0298. Get on the phone, hit us up. You can check us out on www.livebyterrence.com, and we're going to keep it real. But we're going to kick the show off. We have two special guests on. They represent the A. The A is going to be buzzing this weekend. We got the BET Hip Hop Awards. They taping that this weekend. Also, the Atlanta Football Classic between FAMU and Southern University. The Live by Terrence show will definitely be at the Georgia Dome. Represented with Coors Light. I want to give a shout out to Coors Light for providing the tickets and the tailgate pass. So, you know, we're going to turn it up this weekend. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and welcome our guests on. We're going to welcome DJ Ace and Draco on. How you doing tonight?
Good.
What it do?
What's up? What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What I do? Cooling it. Yeah.
Well, I just want to tell Draco and DJ Ace, thank you for taking the time to be on the Live by Terrence show tonight. Kind of tell us about yourselves and to my audience.
Go on, throw it in. Well, let me let y'all know what's happening, man. It's your boy DJ Ace, Rich Squad, the South Talk Dog, DJ Ace, however y'all want to call it, man. You know what I'm talking about? DJ for Walker, DJ for Gucci, DJ for the South Side. DJ Draco, DJ Fit, my fucking Lino. Hey, man, you call out if you want to call it, but I'm out here. You know what I mean?
For sure.
You know, we're supposed to do the whole interview, man, so I had to get my boy, man. I just did my boy Draco mix CD, my boy Draco 100, man, fresh out of Clay County, fresh out of jail, man. Money's still on deck, pocket's still on deck, but we still going ham, man. So I'm introducing to all y'all. If you're listening, if you ain't listening, I ain't really tripping, man. But then my boy Draco need no baby. Draco, let him know what's happening, man.
Hey, man, what it is, what it do, man. Sometime me, sometime you, man. It's your boy, Draco Nino, baby, man. Checking in straight out that Southside River that the biz is at, man. You know, fresh out, man. Fresh out here dropping this fresh music for y'all, getting y'all new side of the Southside movement, man. You know, it's more the Riverdale than is what's out there. We're getting you both sides of Riverdale, man. Shout out to Walker, shout out to Bridge Bar, shout out to Gucci, man. I mess with you in a strong way, man.
All right, that's what's up. So tell me, how did you all get inspired to get into the music industry?
Go ahead, Drake. Well, shit, man. You know, with me, I just had came home from prison, man. I was trying to, you know what I mean, change my direction in life, man. You know, put this energy into something different. And, you You know, everybody just was at me like, great, man, you can rap, man. Just go ahead and get off in the booth. You know what I mean? Giving your life, your story. You know what I mean? And people don't mess with what's real. So, you know what I mean? That's how I got it, too. I've been messing with Ace since I was a youngster. So, you know, I had to come to him. You know, he run this out here. Outside with everything, he got cracking, so it was just natural that me and him linked up. We had no choice really but to link up.
All right, how about you, DJ Ace?
Oh, man. What was the question, big dog? I was listening to my boy Draco, man.
How did you get inspired to get into the music industry?
I got inspired through my mom and daddy, man. You know, back in the day when I was younger, my mom and daddy had their own live band. Like a seven-piece band. My mom was a lead singer. My dad was a drummer. You know what I mean? So in the midst of that, my brother ended up getting in the industry early. I think my brother got into it with, like, Kids of Rock, Raheem the Dream, and Luke and all them at the age of, like, 16, 17. So that really what got my ball rolling, man. You know, ever since I was a youngster, man, like 19 years old, you know, I've been around this music industry. So, you know,
wow.
Now... You know, not just rolling, man. I went to high school playing football or whatever, got locked up. You know, when I got out of jail from getting locked up, you know, it messed up a lot of my scholarships, so I figured I need to take another route. I was already into the music just by following my mom and dad, so as I went in about 12th grade after football season, hey, I took off with the whole DJing thing, man, DJing basketball games and DJing all that. Came to Clayton County in 97, and it was like, over situation, man. You know what I mean? Clayton County really embraced me. So once Clayton County embraced me, man, the whole city, the whole South Side embraced me. Hey, I just took off from there.
All right, that's what's up. Now, Draco, what message can you give to my audience on how to get into the music industry, like up-and-comers that, you know, that might not have the direction or have the resources? What advice would you give to those people?
Man, I give advice to them, just stay there, keep grinding, man. You ain't going to come up with a hit every time you get off in the studio. Let your fans pick your hit and push whatever sound that you feel like is your sound. Just really stay grounded, man. Just don't be changing up, trying this, trying that. Just stay down, and eventually your time going to come, because that's exactly what I did.
So it's also good to have friends that are DJs too, correct?
I mean, yeah, but you know, but that came from the grind, and that came from staying down, that came from keeping your face on the scene, making sure that you out and about, that, you know what I mean, that when people see your hustle, people see you out there handing out CDs, people see your street team out there passing out your flyers, make yourself relevant, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you keep on creating yourself, making yourself relevant, because it's more than music than just music. Everybody raps, so you got to make sure that you stand out whatever you do.
Now,
oh,
DJ
man,
Ace.
He said,
I was in
this shit,
but.
Now, DJ Ace.
I was going crazy. And he on his first mixtape, man. Hey, that wraps it up in a nutshell right there.
What's up?
Yeah, that's what's
like
up.
Like I've been here before.
Now, DJ Ace, from the DJ perspective, what does it take for someone to get into that industry?
Jumping out of your lane, man. Moving to somebody else's lane. Sometimes you got to step on toes to try to get where you're going. You know what I mean? You can't follow nobody else. You got to follow your own lead. You're going to have people all day out here talking about, hey, you pay me $2,500, I'll help you do this. Pay me $5,000, I'll help you do this. You know what I mean? And then that puts you in somebody else's lane where you want to follow somebody else's footsteps and then what they got going on. You got to step in your own lane, man. Push your own grind. Right, you know, back. I come from both sides of it. I come from the artist end, and I come from the management end, and I come from the grinding end. Back in the day, there wasn't no internet. You had to get out on your own 2 feet. You had to drive around. You had to push your own music into driving around, driving to different clubs, and, you know what I mean, driving to different cities. So it's like nowadays, you know, they got the internet right now, man. The internet is like a big, big market, big target for a lot of artists to the point to where you can really take full effect in your own grind and your own movement, man. You got to let somebody see what you got going on. You got to let somebody see you. You know what I mean? I mean, you can jump on everybody's ship. You can get with every click that's out here. But if every click out here got 1,000 rappers, then you just another one of the 1,000 rappers that's rolling on behind all them other rappers and clicks and everything. You gotta jump outside of that bus, man, and jump in your own lane. Get off of that bus, jump in your little car, stop trying to go big, just go in your own lane. You know what I'm talking about? That one thing I can say about Draco and respect, you know, it's like he doing everything himself, And he ain't just looking at me to do everything, but at the same time, I see him in different clubs and different areas, and he telling me he rock with this artist and this artist and this artist. And I'm going to tell you straight up, he on his first mixtape. So I can say, you know, it's not for me jumping on somebody and helping you do your grind. I don't promise nobody a million. I don't promise you $2. I don't promise you $1,000. I don't promise you a hit. I don't promise you a break in the industry. But what I am going to say is I'm going to do whatever I can to stamp that artist to make sure. You know what I mean? My part is played. So if anybody calling my phone, I'm going to do what I got to do to help somebody out, man, because everybody, you know, artists these days don't know which route to go, man. You know what I mean? Some of them do. Some of them know they just got a crown or whatever. But in my opinion, man, the big thing is to jump out that bus, man, jump in your own lane, stay in your own lane and do your own thing. Don't try to do what that man trying to do. You feel me? Because it's the reason why that man ain't got where he trying to go.
Yeah, that's some real talk there, and I'm glad you pointed that out. I know I remember running to you at the Hot Block Magazine Awards back in May, and I just want to say, DJ Ace, you were one of the most humbling people I ever met, and you was giving your number out to everybody. You still be giving your phone number out?
Man, I give my number out 2 million times, man. I got a number, 678-851-0565. The number's about 10, 11 years old, man, to where when I was doing Gucci's road manager when he was a big cat, I had that number. When I came off the road and I got with Walker, I had that number. When I got with OJ, I had that number. So I never changed it, man. I still got that number to this day.
Now,
yeah,
right now,
with Draco got that number.
Yeah, my boy Draco got that number.
Now, before I get back to Draco, by you having your number so public, how many phone calls and texts do you get throughout the day?
I get calls all day, every day, man. I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. Gucci has gave out that number as his own number at the FAMU game last year. I forgot which game it was. We was at a FAMU game, man, and Gucci went on Twitter and, hey, this is what Gucci called me on my phone type stuff. You know what I mean? He would, like, call me on my line. So the phone, my phone, I still got people calling to this day asking for Gucci and want to talk because Gucci went online to almost 100,000 followers, almost a million followers, to tell these folks to call him on my phone. But you know I ain't tripping, man, because I mean, I feel like if your phone ain't ringing, your money ain't rolling in.
Right. That's what's
so
up.
So you know I ain't tripping, man, and then I deal with independent artists, man. I deal with independent auto on the regular, so I'm not tripping, man. I mean, I want to have my personal cell phone, personal email. Now, I got an assistant that handles a lot of my business. I handle a lot of my calls, but I like for my own personal number to be on there because I like, you know, I like for people to interact with me personally at the same time I'm handling business. Even though you might have to go through my assistant to sign that contract or go through my assistant to send that money, you still can interact with me personally. Now, a lot of people like to interact with the personal artist and the personal DJ, but you got the personal artist and DJs who try to be too Hollywood to interact with the folks.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now, Draco, tell us about this track we're about to play called Pull Up.
Oh, that's a track right there, man. That's me and my partner, Thad, on there. Y'all can Google him, too, Young Thad, man. It's just a track, just Pull Up, man, Whip Gang Scary. It was inspired by my big brother. He just passed, man. Lost him in a tragic car accident. But one thing about him, he just loved cars.
Man,
everything. He drive real fast, and the song is just Whip Gang Scary, like pulling up. Everything, we got foreign cars. We ride in Azada. We ride Box Chevy. We ride Cutlass. Pull a gang stare, man. You know, God bless the dead Puerto Rican Johnny. Just had inspired that track, and we just went in and just laced it.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up, then. Well, we're about to check out this track by Draco called Pull Up.
East Hook Bridge, South Top Dog DJ.
Free, 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 free
Yo, yo, that was Draco with Pull Up. That's what I'm talking about, Draco. That's a good track, man.
For sure, for sure.
Hey, we have some callers. We're going to take the first caller. The last four digits is 2966. You on the air. How you doing tonight?
What it is, what it is. You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's up, man?
All right. I'm Brian. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I just want to say shout out to DJ Ace and shout out to Draco. I heard
a little bit of
He say he's from the south side of Atlanta. That's the same south side that the Titty Boy from?
Yeah. You know, he's from Riverdale, south side, Old Nassau, man. You know, my name ring bell all the way from Old Dixie to Old Net, man. You know, south side, that's why I said I'm from the south side, but Riverdale to be exact, you know?
Yeah. Draco from where Waka Flocka from. You know what I mean?
Two different sides of
the south. Draco's back, Collie Paul side.
You ever do a song with that man, Waka Flocka?
Yeah, that's something that's going to be in the works, you know what I'm saying? That's a situation that's not even being addressed in time, you know? But I got much respect for Waka as far as grinding and music-wise. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I don't really like to get no spin off on nobody. You know, I'm going solo grinding, and then when we get to the top, that's something that, you know what I mean, I would love to do that.
Oh, yeah, he's going to go there.
All right, well, thank you, caller, for calling in tonight on Turntable Thursday. All right, we got another caller. The last four digits is 9375. You on the air. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Rula.
What's up, Sergeant Doughboy?
Yeah, Sergeant Doughboy right here. Hey, look here, man. Give a shout out to the last caller, man, from Duval County, man. I know about that over there in Jacksonville, man. Stop them. But look here, man. My man Draco, though, man, from Riverdale. Look here, man. I got a net from there. Man, Riverdale be off the chain, right, Draco?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It takes a special type of individual to live out here and make it.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. And to my man, DJ Ace, right there, he was sitting there talking about, on the show, you know, you got to be in your lane, get in your lane. Makes me think that military term, scan your lane. I just want to give a shout out to you guys, man. Appreciate y'all coming on the Live by Terrence and supporting the show. And we're supporting you guys, man, and I just want to let y'all know that.
Man,
for sure, appreciate that, man. Respect. What's up?
Please. Follow me on Twitter, The Real DJ Ace. Everything spelled the regular way, T-H-E, Real DJ Ace, and Draco, D-R-A-C-O, 100-I-T.
Yeah, man, it's D-R-E-C-O-100-I-T, man, because everything is 100-it. You know what I mean? That's the only way I know how to play and keep everything 100.
Yeah, well, that's the problem around this motherfucker. A lot of motherfuckers don't want to keep it 100, man. That's why I'm having issues. I keep
the
motherfucking 100. You know
what I'm
talking about?
Yeah, I feel you on that, though, boy.
Yeah,
that's how it be, though.
All these damn haters out there and shit. You know what I'm saying? But look here, I just want to give a shout out to you guys. And Draco, that was a good track that T-Rover just played. And I appreciate y'all coming on the show, man.
Squad.
For sure, man.
Well, thank you, Sergeant Doughboy, for calling in tonight, man.
Roger that. Hey, T-Rover, it's all you.
All right, appreciate it. All right, we got another caller from 3448. Actually, it's one of my co-hosts, Tweeter B. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
What's going
on? A big shout-out to DJ Ace and Draco. I'm feeling that track right there. Nice, nice sound.
Hey.
Appreciate you. Well,
yeah, so you know I'm trying to get you guys on Matic Monday. You're not going to skate with this Turntable Thursday.
I'm with it.
So what are you guys working on now? Are you working on any new projects?
This the project, like Ace said earlier, this is my first mixtape. We finna put this in the streets in about two months, you know what I mean? It'll be all the way out there on live mixtapes and everything. And we just, right after that, I'm gonna hit them with the following up mixtape right after that, probably about 3 months after that.
Okay, so now we get tickets to the release party and everything, right?
Oh, for sure. It's gonna be Thanksgiving weekend. It's gonna be a
yeah.
Oh, awesome. Good. I got time to buy heels.
Yeah, when I come out to a Walker Flocker. I go on to a Walker Flocker this Monday, October the 1st, and I come home off to November the 21st, Thursday.
Wow.
So we're going to have a release party that weekend, strip club, and everything.
Oh, awesome. I want to go to the strip club.
So we have a whole South Top Dog La Familia weekend, man. All weekend, Little Rich Brick Squad, man. All weekend from Thursday to Sunday. It's going to be real big.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. We can definitely have a live out there.
Let me give you my assistant number to set the interview up. We ready for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
770.
Okay.
630.
Okay.
2259. That's my assistant number, and I'm going to give you my number in case he don't answer, because I'm at the house of business with him. 678 851 0565. That's him, 770-630-2259. He don't answer, just send me a text and be like, hey, man, your assistant is playing me wrong.
That's
what's up. I'm going to be on you guys as fast as I get back in the studio.
I'm definitely with that. Let me know. We'll bring Draco Green Hope 9 on that. Might even put some Bridge Squad folk on that.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's a good look.
That's a very good look.
Okay, well, you guys keep rocking. I'm rocking
with you. A DJ H takeover show with y'all, with both of y'all. DJ H takes over Live by Terrence. And I want to take over your show on Monday. I'm going to have a different artist on that week.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to announce you as my co-host on Monday.
I want to be a co-host. Why?
Awesome. Okay, Karen, Tony, love you. Big shout out. You guys have a great show.
All right, thank you. And with that, y'all, we're going to take a quick station break, and then we're going to come back on with DJ Ace and Draco.
Hey, 100.
So many times, had to try, just to say what's on my mind, had to try, but there's always something to you.
making moves, dodging bullets, staying true, paying dues with my dudes. Ain't nothing new to do. I just don't understand why you don't want me no more. Ain't that what you said, baby?
What it do is Big B. We're here at Club Rain, Paul Wall, Smooth Vegas. Shout out to Terrence and Smokey Stacy. You know, it's going down, man. It's going down, Paul Wall. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Turntable Thursdays. That was Tweeted B with Love Games. I'm going to welcome back Draco and DJ Ace. What do y'all think of that track?
Squad. I'm fucking with it.
All right, that's what's
that's
up.
That's cool, like that music, you know.
Actually, we're going to bring Tweeter B back on. We're going to put her on the spot. Tweeter B.
Hey.
Hey.
I don't know why you always want to play that love game. I am a hip-hop rapper also. Can you play some of my fire music, please? You want to have everybody. He loves that song for whatever reason. It is not one of my favorite picks.
What's your favorite song then, Tweeter B?
Well, I would like for you to play either Move Back or Fire. I know one of those should be in the studio.
All right, we'll put it in the studio for you.
Well, I will really appreciate it, you know, because I am a rapper. Hello.
What's up?
Now, Draco, who would you like to give a shout out to tonight?
Huh?
Who would you like to give a shout out to?
Man, I'd like to give a shout out to the whole DTM movement, La Familia, you know what I mean? The whole Southside Riverdale, man. Like I said, you know, most importantly, though, you know what I'm saying? God bless my big brother, man, Puerto Rican Johnny. Everybody else, I already done spoke their name. All right,
damn. I tell you, everybody in Georgia know who Puerto Rican Johnny was.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? You know, I got nothing but love and respect for DJ H, man. You know, this is a bond from way back when, man. So, you know, super shout out to Hood Rich and Brick Squad, man. And can't never forget about South Tide Dog. Because, see, that one thing about H, man, he a real nigga, so he keep it always 100. Like, you know, he ain't going to never drop that South Tide Dog because that's where it started at, man. You know what I mean? And that's what I be loving about he does. He keep it 100, like he said earlier. He got the same number he had for 12 years. He going to give it number. He ain't never been in Hollywood. He just always keep it 100, man, down to earth, a real solid dude, man.
I don't know no other way.
Yes, indeed. We got another caller we're going to take. The last four digits is 6572. You on the air tonight. How you doing?
I'm good with you.
What's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
What's good with you, man? It's NPR 305, man. I'm all the way from Miami. Man, I came to Atlanta. I got this party this weekend called No Crowd Show, man. I got the South Side. All I keep hearing is Draco. Draco this, Draco that. And that nigga name is buzzing in the streets, man. I want to say shout out to him, man. That track I just heard, bro, you're going to make it to the top, bro. fuck with me, man.
For sure, for sure, for sure. I appreciate that, man. Be looking for the mixtape real soon. I'm going to be out real hard this whole weekend right here, the BET weekend, with the mixtape, so everybody can be able to get a copy of that out this way.
Hey.
And I'm going to have a little movement going on in Cali and everything, though. So I'm going to get the music out to everybody, too.
Well, you know what? You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stars coming out to my event, man. It's actually Saturday at 595. It's called No Crowd Control. I want to actually invite you personally, you feel me? Once you come spit your music for me. What you say about that?
For sure. For sure, man. That right there looks sound like a good look, you know. I should be free that day, so we'll slide through there and make a real good look. I'll come through there with the CDs and everything. What's the name of the event again?
No Crowd Control, man. Just look it up. Type it in any social network. You'll find it.
Okay, for sure. I'll be sure to do that, man. Looking forward to meet you. What's your name once again, homie?
Man, NPR305, man. You can follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, follow me on any social network, same name, NPR305. Hey, I see you, DJ Ace, man. You come out too, man. Everybody get on, man. Guarantee 2,000 of better people there.
Oh, yeah.
Text me the info, homie. Let me give you my number. Text me the info. 678.
That's what it is. 678.
851-0565. Text me that info. What y'all make it out there? 678-851-0565.
All right, got you locked in, homie, man. Hey, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep grinding, man. Appreciate the love.
Hey, thank you,
NPR305.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
100. All right.
100.
Now, Draco, we have this last track by you called What's Going On. Can you give us the synopsis on this or, you know, the history behind this song?
That track right there is like self-explanatory. It's just like, what's going on? It was just a track inspired, you know. We was at the studio just kicking it and trying to figure out what's going on. And you know what I mean? We just was in there kicking it. That track like self-explanatory. When you spin it, they just going to know. It's just like, what's going on? It's just a real... real catchy, good music, you know what I mean? That's one of the things I was trying to tell the artists before, man. Like, no lying, man, like the three songs that I really wanted to push, you know,
mm-hmm.
people were telling me wasn't the right ones to push. So, you know, that's when I take people's experience and take it in as my knowledge. And I went with these tracks right here because they was personally picked from the people, man, you know what I mean, and people that I respect and look up to in the business, and they told me to go with these tracks right here.
Okay.
Hey, doing the end, for everybody listening, you know what I'm talking about, for your boy DJ Ace, DJ Fabrice Squad, Gucci, Walker Hall, how you want to call it. When you pick your phone up from now on, all you say, what's going on? You don't do no
exactly.
Hello.
What's going on?
How you doing? Well, ain't no more what's happening.
Hey, I need to start using that on the air then when I come back on.
Yeah,
like,
this
is
what's going on?
What's going on?
Well, here it is, y'all.
What's going on?
What's going on? Here it is.
What's going on?
Hey,
crack
it, my friend.
What's happening, bro?
What's my
I'm walking my money long. Jay blowing up my
ball we putting on. I pull up with the brain gone, tipping out styrofoam.
What's going on?
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 What's going on? Hey, boy, what's going on? My money long, my team song. Yeah, boy, we putting on. I pull up with the brain gone, tipping out styrofoam.
What's going on?
What's going on?
My money long.
To this shit here, I run this bitch like Emmett. Yeah, how much you making a lifetime? I blow it all in a minute. Yeah, two cups, won't double up. Whole cheap apple with tennis. Fresh days, snap back, got 501 on these denim. It's like kickstones with D-bones. I be running all up in them. Stay in the trap and we don't know the ass. Might fuck around and pin them. No flexing with this rap shit. I kill it for real. These niggas gon' make me mad and make me kill them for real. Man, I'm starving for this shit. Two niggas looking like Mel. Told myself I had to change, now I'm looking like Bill. Yeah, what's going on? Going not on. A damn thing. Damn I said I run this bitch. I might pull a hamstring. Yeah. I'm getting president. I'm come join the campaign. Hey, who the hottest nigga? They say that boy Kane.
Track Slammers.
Yeah.
What's going on? Welcome back to Turn.
What's going on?
That was a double play song by Draco. What's going on? And Tweet a B, Move Back. Guys, I want to say thank you all for being on the show tonight. What you about to say, DJ?
Oh, no, don't Draco, man. I'm just letting know. It's an independent movement, man. We're moving the independent artists, man. Move them like freight trains out here. You know what I'm talking about?
For sure. Hey, so I'm going to tell you, man, when Twitter B hits you, man, make sure we link up, man. I want to do a track with her, man. She's singing and she going hard on the mic, man. Can't wait to do a collab with her.
All right, matter of fact, I'm going to bring Tweeter B back in. Tweeter B, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, did you catch that?
Yes, I did. You know I'm over here doing jumping jacks and shit.
Hey, what city you in, lady?
I'm in Alabama with Terrence.
Oh, that's good. What part of Alabama?
We're in the metro Atlanta area. We're about 45. Well, we're about 40 to 45 minutes from Atlanta on I-85 South.
Yes, right. And we're going to be there Saturday for the FAMU game. So we're going to check out the DET stuff. We're going to see what we can sneak in at.
Oh, for sure. For sure. We got y'all. We run the club scene down here, so we got y'all. Y'all good.
Oh,
all right. That's what's up. We'll definitely be in the building. The rule of 10, Tweeter B.
That's what's going on.
What's going on? 100.
Well, Draco and DJ Ace, I want to thank you all for taking your time tonight to be on Turntable Thursdays with the Ruler T.
Come on. Yo,
what's up? What's up, man? I greatly appreciate you having us, man. For real, for real.
No problem. And we'll definitely link up over the weekend. We will be in contact with you all.
Man.
All right, man. Make sure y'all do that.
All right, no problem. You all have a good night.
All right, for sure, you man. Y'all see safe out there, man.
All right,
What?
All right, y'all. That was our first segment of Turntable Thursdays with Draco and DJ Ace. We're gonna go ahead and welcome in DJ Smurf from SOD MG. Stacks
what
on
up,
that
what
money.
Up,
guy.
What
How
up?
You
what
doing,
up? What up?
How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm chilling right now, man. Just in Virginia, just on the 2 week break, man. Just chilling.
All right, what's up, man? So what you got planned for the weekend?
I'm in Virginia, so, you know, right now I'm just actually with family, you know what I'm saying, just chilling until next week, you know what I'm saying, and then that's when we actually start back up on the tour. It picks back up in Daytona Beach. I don't know if y'all heard of it, the BET College Tour or the Homecoming College Tour, whatever you want to call it, like, is going down.
Oh, yeah, so you going to miss out on the Hip Hop Awards in Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah. So a lot of people been asking me, you know what I'm saying, if I'm going to be in Atlanta this weekend. Nah, you know what I'm saying, I got a couple of offers. I had a couple of tickets to go, but, you know, I passed that up to spend time with family any day.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I want to tell you, thank you for allowing so much cash to be on the show a while back. Tell us how you connected with those guys. Those guys are very talented, and I know they out of Houston, Texas, correct?
Yeah. It was just like I was just on my Twitter, and I don't know, and I just tweeted. It was like, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking for a hot artist, you know what I'm saying, to manage. Those guys hit me up. When they first hit me up, like, I didn't know there was a group. I thought it was just one person. So, you know what I'm saying, I told them to send me an email. They sent me an email, and it was a group. So, you know what I'm saying, I stumbled across a group. Started getting a lot of different beats in from different people, and I started sending them to them just to see, you know what I'm saying, what their work ethic was. So they just started sending me back hits after hits. So, you know, it's just been on from there. They've been down with me for probably about, I want to say, 2 months at the max, and they already got 6 hits out already.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. Are you managing any of the other artists besides So Much Cash?
I have one more artist, and he's from Virginia. I'm saying his name is Markel, and we just got him in the studio working. He hasn't got anything out, anything put out right now, and we just grinding.
That's what's up. Well, we want to play this track that they submitted to us when they were on the show a while back. It's called Backseat. Can you tell us about this track?
Backseat is just, you know what I'm saying, just the record that they got, you just vibe to, you know what I'm saying? You just kick back, vibe to, you know what I'm saying, get your cup, you know what I'm saying, get your smoke, and, you know what I'm saying, just chill.
Now, what would you put in that cup?
Preferably, I have my Sprite.
I gotcha. Well, here it is, y'all. This is Backseat by So Much Cash. That was So Much Cash with Backseat. We want to welcome DJ Smurf back on the show.
And that track right there is just a vibing track. Like, we're shooting a video to that next weekend, right along with a couple of other big singles that they got. And they're coming down to Florida from Houston. And we're just going to do a whole lot of video shoots. So,
okay.
Out of Cooking University and off of Daytona Shores, like, we're going to turn it up.
You know what that track reminds me of? It reminds me of UGK. It has that Texas. Well, of course, they're from Texas. It has that laid back sound.
That chill vibe.
Yeah, you can ride, like you said, you can ride around with your cup and, you know, just chilling, smoking and drinking and just having a good time. You know, that'd be kind of the kind of music I would like to listen to, just to mellow out.
And they got a track coming out for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? We got it mastered already, but I'm not ready to drop it yet, no sir, because I'm going to put it on iTunes, and the record is going to be crazy. It's labeled Twerk That, so when it drops, it's going to drop. Trust and believe. It's actually produced by a couple of producers out of the UK by the name of Kid Suar, so it's a hit.
That's what's up. We actually have a caller. I'm going to say the last four digits, 9050. You're on the air tonight. How you doing? Well, caller just dropped off. Are there any shout-outs you would like to give out, DJ Smurf?
I just want to shout-out to my whole team. Shout-out to the whole SOD Money Gang. My CEO, Soulja Boy, you know what I'm saying? Chief Operating Officer, Steve Brock, you know what I'm saying? That's my uncle. Shout-out to my other uncle, CEO Miami Mike, like, SOD Money Gang 2012, 2013, we turning up.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. And DJ Smurf, you know you are always part of the Live by Terrence family. You have been on here multiple times, and I hope you continue to be on the show with us throughout our duration.
You already know, man. Whenever you give me the word, you already know I'm calling in for you.
Anything you dropping, man, you make sure we get a copy of it.
Oh, we will. In that case, we will talk at the end of the show, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a few tracks I need to see you tonight.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, I want to tell you thank you for taking the time to jump on the show with us for a few minutes. Anytime you want to come on, you know, you're always welcome to call in, or you just let me know, and then I will be glad to put you on.
You already know, man. I appreciate all of y'all over there, so I appreciate it.
No problem, man. You have a good night.
You too, man.
Yeah, that was DJ Smurf. We had a big show as usual. We had Brit Squad, DJ Ace on. We had Nico on. We're just making moves. We're making big moves down here in the South, worldwide. We're going to turn up this weekend in the ATL. Kicking it off tomorrow, we're going to kick it up there with Brit Squad. Then Saturday, we're going to go to the Atlanta Football Classic. Thank you, Coors Light, for the free tickets and the tailgate party. So, man, it's going to be an epic weekend. And then BET is taping the Hip Hop Awards that will be aired later on in October. But everybody is driving up now. Atlanta will be off the hook. And then you got the Falcons game. They'll welcome in Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers to the Georgia Dome. So, everybody, if you're in the metro Atlanta area, you want to get out, you want to see some stars, you just want to have a good time and just kick it with some good people, you make sure you tune up, turn up, and show up at all these events that's going on, because Atlanta is going to be buzzing. I want to give a shout-out to the Hype magazine once again. They put me on, so I got to give my shout-outs and love to them. We'll give a shout-out to Smokin' Stacy out there in Fort Worth, Texas. She holds it down on Tuesday nights for Texas Tuesday Blues Showcase. Give a shout-out to Tweeter B. She holds it down on Monday nights for Manic Monday. As a matter of fact, next Monday coming up, we're going to have Devin Haley on. He is the son of KC Haley of Jodeci. So you definitely got to tune in to that. Next Wednesday at 8 p.m., which is going to be our new time, Monday through Thursday, we're going to be broadcast at 8 p.m. every night. So it's last night was the last night of a 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time show. So for all the listeners that usually tune in on Wednesday nights, we're going in hard at 8 p.m. But next Wednesday, we're going to welcome Jackie Chain on the show. He's from Huntsville, Alabama. He's now in the A. He's agreed to come on the show, and we're going to rock it out with him, talk about everything from Hunts, Vegas to the ATL. We're going to kick it. Because I used to live in Huntsville, so I know some of the areas that he were in. So he was in. But anyway, I just want to give a shout-out to them. We'll give a shout-out to the home team down here in the East Alabama, West Georgia area. You all know who you are. We're going to turn up tonight at the R&B Sports Bar and Grill in Casita, Alabama, where Yum Yum Russell is putting it down. They're having a twerk Thursday. So the ladies are going to be out there twerking. The men are going to be out there looking. And I'm going to be there chilling. But I got a few more songs that I want to play before we close out tonight's show. And any of you promoters out there, anybody that's trying to get the word out on what's going on in their area or events, or if you want to try to promote yourself, you can dial 646-378-0298. Definitely hit me up on the horn. I want to play a track from a dear friend of mine. He passed away 7 years ago, and I never released this track. He gave me this track months ago before he passed away tragically. And I told him, I promised him that I was going to get this track out once I get enough leverage and you know, enough people hear me to get his music out. So this was a track he did back in 05, and I still love this track to this day. He went by the alias of Mr. Nonchalant, and he came up with this title called Laid Back Crunk, and we're going to check it out now. And then after this track, we'll come back on, continue with Turntable Thursdays with the Ruler T.
Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Yeah, another hard hand beat for that ass. You know how I do. It's that leading with that new style, that layback crunk shit. Keep my flows mellow and drill them out with the drum kit. In the studio, sipping on the coke and rum mix. I bring the funk with my rhymes like Parliament and armpits. You know the name, let's not get it confused. I be assaulting all you haters with this verbal abuse. You can't see me like John Cena, I'ma pump up my shoes. See, I'm a stone cold nigga, I flick you off and sip bruise. I'm on another level, ain't no higher than mine. You can smoke that Mary Jane and still can't fuck with one line. I got them sub-zero flows, man, I snatch out your spine and leave you on your back flat like a white girl's behind. It's Mr. Nonchalant, I spread it through the southern states. Beating hard like an MA, getting pussy on release date. Puffing bass, I'm moving weight, so let the rhythm circulate. Then mash the gas and pump your brakes, we gripping to the 808. We bouncing around the city, my nigga rolling with me. We show no nigga pity, go and suck your mama titty. Cause this a town, Tuskegee man, we lay it down. Beating by the tons, fuck a pound, this a southern sound. We bouncing around the city, my nigga rolling with me. We show no nigga pity, go and suck your mama titty. Cause this a town, Tuskegee man, we lay it down. Beating by the tons, fuck a pound, this a southern sound. I walk with wide strides, that's just my southern swag. I talk out like Snoop, so watch the tail wag. I'm cocky, but my nuts are big. I don't mean to brag, but I'm a hood nigga, 46 on my license tag. This a new beginning, the Nonchalant era. We roll the deepest, quiet up and leaning like the terror. Hold up a second, let me tell you this in acapella. I got some young guns that ain't scared of Rockefeller. A backseat driver hard to see me with my seat recline. And plus I got that low percent scent like cheap wine. Met dog and feather bird that old school keep me feeling fine. Lick my balls and feel my worst, you haters, cause this world is mine. I keep the mics hot with dragon breath up in my lungs. So put some sunblock on, I'm bringing heat on every song. A potty mouth, I'ma represent my native tongue. It's dirty south, born and raised, you feel this shit that sang alone. We bouncing around the city, my nigga rolling with me. We show no nigga pity, go and suck your mama titty. Cause this a town, Tuskegee man, we lay it down. Beating by the tons, fuck a pound, this a southern sound. We bouncing around the city, my nigga rolling with me. We show no nigga pity, go and suck your mama titty. Cause this a town, Tuskegee man, we lay it down. Beating by the tons, fuck a pound, this a southern sound. Yeah. This that shit, nigga. Mr. Nonchalant, reality 101, dropping this year. Holler at your boy. And I'm out this bitch.
Well, y'all, what's going on? This is the Ruler T. I'm using Draco's song title as my entrance back on the show. Big ups to those guys. RIP to Mr. Nonchalant. I just want to say, man, thank you for giving me that track. Over 7 years ago, I'm going to keep rocking it to the end of time. But if you missed Monday's show, we had Flesh and Bone or Bone Thugs and Harmony on, and we had a guest out of Decatur, Georgia by the name of Slim Dynamite. Slim Dynamite, if you're out there listening, big ups to you. We were able to establish a connection between the two. Slim Dynamite was a big fan and still is a big fan of Bone Thugs and Harmony, and they were able to connect, and they will be collabing. This is what the show is all about. We spin music. We welcome DJs and models on our Thursday night shows. Pretty much we welcome anybody on, to tell you the truth. But we take Thursday nights to welcome the DJs and models, promoters, everybody that got something going on, specifically to come on this show to promote, because we got the weekend. You know, people start partying pretty much on Wednesday nights all the way through. But, you know, in the bigger cities, you know, the lights never turn off. The city never sleeps. So we're going to play this segment here by Flesh and Bone. This was on the Man at Monday show with Tweeter B. So we're going to check this out quickly.
Oh, hi. It is an honor to have you with us here tonight. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just, you know, ripping and running, you know, getting a little bit of that what we call that network stuff good, in real good, man. Pleasure to be on the show, on the air with you guys. Thanks for having me and everything. Yeah, just been checking out a little bit. We were on a call, and then it got dropped, and they got pulled me back in and everything. Mm-hmm. But, Chad, what's the deal? What's the biz? I've been, I'm listening in just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? What y'all got going on, man?
Well, we have Slim with us tonight, Slim Dynamite, and I tell you, he has this YouTube video, Nothing to Lose. Uh-huh. And when I first saw it, the first thing I thought about was you guys, because like I was telling everybody earlier at the beginning of the show, you guys' music was like all I listened to during college. You know, I walked around with my headphones on. People probably thought I was nuts.
Wow.
But I was so happy to have you, here tonight, and maybe you guys could talk a little bit and, chat it up a little, because that's what we do on the show, and I really wanted to hear some of this new stuff of yours.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah, so, you got that. You got it. You know what it is. Definitely. So, Slim. So, definitely, man. It's a pleasure to speak with you, meet with you, meet your acquaintance. Yeah. I'm sure one day we're going to, link up at one of these functions and everything. But, definitely. I was checking it out, man. Love what you're doing, man. You feel what I'm saying? My hat's off to you, bro. Get it in, man, and good job. You feel me?
Man, I appreciate you, man. I've been following y'all since I was in Pampas. You dig what I'm talking about, Jack? You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir.
You know what
yes,
I mean?
Sir.
It's an honor and a pleasure to be speaking with you. You know, I was telling Tweety B earlier, I've ran across late. Plenty of times, man, he'd been chopped it for a minute, and, I ran into Cray and Wish at the concerts or whatever, but I never got a chance to run into Busy or Flesh. So,
Right.
Like I said, it is an honor and a pleasure, man. Y'all have definitely influenced my music, and, love everything y'all do.
Yes, sir.
And I'll keep on doing it, Jack. And I definitely want to get a collab with you guys, on you. Personally, I
didn't
want to collab with
y'all. Definitely can be arranged, sir. Definitely can be arranged. Would love to be able to work with you. Certainly. That's definitely can be put in the work, and we can, go ahead and line something like that up immediately, ASAP. Definitely.
Awesome.
So, that's the way it goes. I really appreciate that. This is what we do. You feel me? This is the, doing, working hard to make a real, real great contribution to the world of hip hop. You feel what I'm saying? And carrying on the these are legacies we're trying to keep going, keep carrying it on. And hip hop is like getting stronger and stronger, from the independent scene all the way up to the,
absolutely,
the mainstream, whatever you want to call it. But this is how it all goes down, and this is the internet. You guys got it popping over there. Able to shouts out to all the listeners that's called in, that's listening in, that's tuned in, and everything. Y'all check us out. Support the music. Continue to support the music. You feel what I'm saying? And create an outlet for us to be able to get this music out there to the masses.
Now tell us about this new song, Heartache, you have in the studio right now.
Right. Well, see, the Heartaches is one of those songs, like before, when I just around the time I got released from prison, I put together, I've never really, really spit anything in detail about, my plight, hitting my ups and downs in the road in the 90s and everything. I never talked too much about that in any song until now. So, Heartaches is one of those songs. Also, you know what I'm saying, that's concepted up to the point that, you know what I'm saying, was some of the lyrics is, you know, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You feel what I'm saying? And on top of that, you know, heartaches is going to hit you regardless of how good it's going in your life. You feel what I'm saying? There are always, you know, heartaches to come in sense, you know what I'm saying, whether it be in a household, community, you feel me? You know, hard times is all, you know, you get your little break from the hard times, but they never go away. That's the part of life. You feel what I'm saying? So that's one of the meanings of that song and, you know, that, you know, having whatever degree that song impact, you know what I'm saying? It's like on that level with, you know, everybody goes through these things. You feel what I'm saying? And in essence, as an artist, that's what we've got to learn, how to capture those concepts that humanity most can relate to. You feel me?
Yes.
And that's what it's, you know, that, and, you know, Heartaches to me is one of those special songs. And, you know, I'm, you know, and where I'm really, really getting a few things off my chest, you feel me?
Absolutely.
In so many different ways. And I'm not done. I'm not done nowhere near, in fact, you know, no way form done when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, these type of songs. I got another one up my sleeve called Debt to Society. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That I'm getting ready to release. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Potentially on the new Bone record that we're working on, currently working on, getting ready to try to put out there right now. And, you know, just keeping it, you know, pretty much on the level like that. But, yeah, songs like that, Heartaches, man, you know, hitting them with those type of, you know, every now and then blasting them with a song of that magnitude. You feel what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Just to keep, you know, just let the folks know where we at. You feel what I'm saying? Keeping it down to earth.
Yo, what's up? This is Louie. You're listening to Live by Terrence. Shout out to Smokey Stacy. Y'all have lots of fun.
Yo, welcome back to Turntable Thursdays with the Ruler T. That was a segment back on Manic Monday with Tweety B. That was Flesh and Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony. He was on with us Monday night. We have a caller in. Last four digits is 1724. You on the air? How you doing tonight?
What's good? It's your boy CDP from Auburn, Alabama.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just had my son on Tuesday. He's a week old, so I mean, I'm doing all right, man. I'm trying to make ends meet, but I'm alive and living well, so I'm doing all right. How you been doing, man?
I'm doing well. First of all, I want to tell you congratulations, man. That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah. It very well is.
So how does it feel to be in fatherhood now?
I had three daughters before, and, I mean, just to see my son for the first time, it's a real big thing. I mean, I got four beautiful kids. I couldn't ask for anything more inspiration for me because I'm trying to do what I can for them. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's where my heart and my drive basically is at right now. I look at them kids and realize they can't feed themselves, so I got to do what I got to do. And just to say publicly, I don't care. If you have kids, a real man will get out there and flip burgers to make sure that his kids got what they got. So you have to do what you have to do as a father.
Right.
Sometimes you might have to put what you got to do on the back burner, but you got to do what you do as a father. But I still find time for my music, and my kids drive me. And I can always tell when I get a hit because my one-year-old daughter, she be jigging, and little playpen with her daddy and stuff. So, I mean, it's a whole other sense of hype to yourself to see whenever your kids look up to you like that. So.
Yeah, that's what's up. What projects do you have working on? I mean, what projects are you working on now?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked that question. I just linked up with my homeboy, Bus. He's from over in the west side of Alabama. And then I got my boy, Stage 3. You seen them perform at Jackie Lee's with us from Montgomery. We got about 13, 14 white boys that we all collaborated together. And
okay.
We put together.
That's what's up.
About the Liquid Paper mixtape. It's the first time a mixtape out of everybody collaborating on it is a independent artist, not signed to any label, but also is the white boys. And I mean, it's not out of any type of disrespect. It's just something that hasn't been done. So we figured we'd address this situation so that they could possibly move on to bigger and better things.
All right. That's what's up. I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show. I had Draco and DJ Ace on. They are looking to collab with independent artists. If you want to go back and listen to the beginning of the show, they was giving out their phone numbers and everything. So you definitely need to try to link up with them.
Okay. On another note, you remember the song Drank One and the Auburn Tailgate song and all that, right?
Yes.
The Auburn Tailgate song has hit 2,500 downloads.
Oh, man, that's what's up.
So it's doing numbers in itself. I can't speak for the football team, everybody, but I can speak for my song, and it's 4-0. It's banging. So if you want to check that out, you can get that at ReverbNation.com/CDP43.
All right,
that's
what's up.
If not for download, if you inbox me, I'll let it be access download to you through inbox, but I'm not going to publicly throw it out there because I just don't want that type of scenario to go on. I got screwed over before, but screw it. If you inbox me, I'll definitely get you the hottest stuff from Auburn, Alabama.
All right, that's what's up, man. Are there any shout-outs you want to give out tonight?
Well, first off, let me go ahead and shout out my boys Big Bus, Stage 3, Mazze, DSK, T-Ham, G-Smack, A Dollar and a Dream, Live Parent, and then this new movement, the Liquid Paper Mixtape. It's a triple-part saga. We ain't just going to do one. We're going to do three different ones, and at the end, we're dropping a DVD with it.
Okay, that's what's up. And how can we find you on cyberspace on the internet?
You can find me at facebook.com/phenomthephenomenal, YouTube, Mr. Phenom 42069, Twitter, Phenom1, or you can call me 334-728-1724. I repeat, 334-728-1724. Feel free to call. If I don't answer, let me know who you are. I'll be back in touch. I'm willing to work with whoever's willing to work with me. Check my music out before you hit me up if you want to see what I'm about.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I want to thank you for calling to the show tonight to plug your projects. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to hook up again soon when I'm down in the Auburn, Alabama area.
Oh, definitely. You like fam now. You see me perform more than once. You like fam.
Yes. Well, all right, man. You take care tonight, man, and hold it down. And I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, yeah. I ain't at all. So
we're going to
have a good weekend.
All right.
Y'all
I know
have you're going to. Good one. All y'all independent artists, y'all hit me up.
All right. That's what's up, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Peace. Yeah, we get calls from the home team. That's what's up. If anybody else have any other plugs, you can dial 646-378-0298. Tuesday night, we had our Texas Tuesday Blues Showcase. Lee Nelson was on. Autumn Carter, Robin, the whole Carter gang. I want to thank those guys. They brought to Hollywood last week for Autumn Carter's album release party. So you definitely need to check that out. Check out all our shows. This is our 117th episode since October the 13th, 2011. Our 1-year anniversary is approaching. October 13th, 2012 will be our 1-year anniversary. I just want to say it's a blessing to be here. Started the show with A Dollar and a Dream, like Trey Songz did back in the days. And look where we are now today. It's a blessing. But I'm going to play this short segment here with Smokin' Stacy as she was interviewing Nelson. He called in. He's been a previous guest on the Live by Terrence show. So we're going to check out this clip right now.
Lee, how are you, darling?
I'm doing great, Stacy. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. You know what? I'm so glad you called in tonight. I was just about to play your music, and your timing is perfect. Now, Lee, you've been on the show before, and, you know, I just had that time flew by so fast for me. We learned so much from you, and it was so fabulous to meet you in person in L.A.
Oh, yeah, I had a great time. It was such a great thing to finally meet you in the flesh. You smoking, as the name says. I had such a great time.
See, now that's a soundbite I would have liked to got.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Use it.
I've got lined up here to play for you, not for real. Why don't you tell us about this song?
Which one was that again?
N-A-U-T-C, Naked and Underneath the Covers CD.
Oh, yeah. That's the title track off my new album entitled Naked and Underneath the Covers. And basically, it's a metaphor for being in a relationship and not being able to reveal all of yourself, keeping a little bit back for yourself. And I'm sure we all can relate to that. And so this is the title track off this album.
Yeah, that's what's up. That was Lee Nelson on Texas Tuesday Blues Showcase. We mixed it up that night. Smoking Stacey were holding it down. I was back doing the production part of it, so you didn't get to hear this lovely voice of mine. But anyway, we're going to close out tonight's show with a couple of guys that I actually know personally, and they are grinding. Young Stunner out there in California, he's putting it down. He dropped a track off to us last night, and we played this track on the show with Carly Red last night. He has a new movement, a new group. It's called Team Underground. And also, I'm going to play a track by Fly Guy featuring Deuce. They dropped this track off. This was off of Fly Guy's new mixtape, Self-Made, Self-Paid. But we're going to play Team Underground song first. And the title of this song is Need You. And then we're going to finish up with Fly Guy featuring Deuce called Back and Forth. So I just want to give a shout-out and a big thanks to all our guests on tonight's show. You make sure you tune in again on Monday for Manic Monday and Generation Next. It's going to be a combined show. We're going to have Devin Haley of KC Haley. I'm getting tongue-tied now. KC Haley's son, Devin Haley, will be on. So definitely tune in to that. That's going to be our Generation Next show. Like father, like son, they both talented, both musicians. So we're going to kick off Monday's show with that. Tuesday, we're going to have Texas Tuesdays at 8 p.m. with Smoking Stacey. Wednesday, we're going to make your Wednesday night a live night with Jackie Chain. He's going to be on. And then next Thursday, you're going to have to hear my voice again on Turntable Thursday with the Ruler T. So we're going to take you all out tonight with two back-to-back tracks from the next up-and-coming artists. So you all have a good night.
Life, girl, I need you. Make a nigga wanna take her. Shopping spree, set the car,